"Hold your fire!" Healy shouted as he rushed to Burdick's side, medkit in hand. The recruit had taken the worst of the blast, stiffened like a board and fallen straight onto his back.
"How's he doing, Corman?"
Ponder asked, stepping down from his warthog. Healy pulled a blued metal baton from the kit and passed it over Burdick's midsection. Circuits inside the baton relaxed his uniform's nanofibers, and the corpsman was able to hook the recruit under the arms, pull him to the sedan, and prop him against the front driver's side tire.
"He'll live,"
Healy said sarcastically. He patted Burdick on the shoulder and set his MA5 across his lap. Then he moved on to the other downed recruits. Jenkins breathed a sigh of relief. He knew they would be fine, easily revived at the end of the exercise. But the attack had looked very real. Jenkins could easily imagine a far more gruesome scene if the sedan had contained any explosives. He was just about to share his thoughts with Forsell when Anderson, the newly anointed squad leader of 1B, shouted,
"The Combine! It isn't turning!"
Jenkins twitched east and saw Anderson and the rest of his squad retreating from the fence. The towering Jotun had indeed passed its usual pivot line and was barreling down on the complex. As the Combine reached a thick strip of clay that edged the field, its rotary head bit into the hardened soil and locked with an audible snap of timing belts. But the Jotun wasn't fazed. It simply raised the disabled header on its hydraulic arms and kept on rolling toward the fence. Steel poles and galvanized chain link crumpled under the Combine's first pair of tires, then twisted around the axles. The fencing sparked against the machine's underbelly as it came to a halt, half its length inside the complex and half out. By that time, the Jotun was covered with TTR. The recruits hadn't spotted either staff sergeant, but that hadn't stopped them from laying on their triggers in uncontrolled panic. In the confusion, no one noticed the grenade lofting toward the reactor tower. "Get down!" Das yelled, but it was too late. Jenkins barely had time to duck his head behind his rucksack before the grenade burst. He heard TTR spatter the wall below him, and he knew even before Osmo spoke that most of 1A was gone.
"They got Das!" Osmo wailed. "They got me!"
Risking exposure, Jenkins slunk forward and peered down at the first-story roof. Das was unconscious, as were most of the other 1A recruits, but Osmo himself was fine. Lying face down, hands clasped over his helmet, he hadn't noticed that the numbness in his legs was simply the result of another recruit's collapse across them.
"You're fine, Oz!"
Jenkins shouted over the frantic clatter of the rest of the militia company's MA5s.
"Sit up and..."
At that moment, three TTR broke against the first-story wall, right below Jenkins' head, a burst from a battle rifle.
"Burn! He's on the Combine!" Forsell shouted.
If Jenkins had tried to crawl back to his ruck, he would have gotten shot, but some previously unknown instinct took over as Jenkins instead brought his battle rifle up, spotted Burn hunkered between the first and second body segments, and opened fire. Even though his shots went wide, they prompted the staff sergeant to abandon his already precarious position. Burns swung onto a ladder that ran down the backside of the first segment and headed for ground.
"I got him!"
Jenkins shouted, thumbing his battle rifle pre-select switch from semi-automatic to burst. But his heavier fire only quickened the staff sergeant's descent. Burn grabbed the ladder's stiles and slid down without bothering to tow the rungs. When his boots hit the asphalt, Burn rolled between the Jotun's tires. From there he had good, if temporary, cover from Jenkins' battle rifle, as well as the crossfire from Anderson and Stison's squads.
"Like hell you do,"
the 2A squad leader shouted as TTR from Burns' battle rifle sprayed the sandbags near the gate.
"Critchley," Stison commanded, "come to front."
Jenkins grit his teeth. He didn't appreciate Stison calling him out on the open comm, and besides, Critchley and his spotter were set up at the northern edge of the first-story roof and were supposed to be watching Jenkins' back.
"I said I got him,"
Jenkins retorted, drilling a burst against the Jotun's tire.
"Shut it, Jenkins,"
Stenson roared.
"Critchley, respond."
But the second platoon marksman didn't say a word.
"Forsell, check your comm,"
Jenkins shouted. Each recruit's comm pad was constantly monitoring his vital signs. If one of them went down, the loss registered on the local network.
"Critchley's gone,"
Forsell replied, voice shocked.
"So is all of 1C.
What?
We've lost everyone on the western fence."
Jenkins saw Burns' battle rifle flash from the shadows beneath the Jotun. One of the 1A recruits screamed as he fell. That's got to be close to 30 casualties, Jenkins thought grimly. He squeezed off two more bursts, then rolled to his side and swapped magazines.
Stison, we're heading to the back.
No, goddammit, Stison cursed,
then to Tusi's squad leader, tasked with guarding the northeast corner of the complex.
Habel, shift west. It's gotta be Johnson.
Just hearing his staff sergeant's name made Jenkins's stomach churn.
He and the rest of the recruits had spent the day bellyaching about the heat, unaware they'd been resting between the jaws of a well-set trap. Now, with Byrne firmly entrenched and Johnson pressing, it was only a matter of time before the recruits were crushed.
Oz?
Jenkins asked, rising to a knee.
You still kicking?
Yeah.
You've got good height. You can keep Byrne pinned.
But
just do it, Osmo.
Jenkins tapped Forsell on the shoulder. They locked stares, and Jenkins knew Forsell was thinking the exact same thing.
When you're caught in a trap, you fight your way out.
Stison, Jenkins announced. First marksmen are on the move.